How's it going, fight fans? Joey G from Wrestling Headlines, and I am joined today with a man who needs no introduction. He is MLW superstar and a founding member of the Dynasty faction, Mr. Richard Holiday. Richard, thank you for joining me today.
Not a problem. You are correct. I don't need an introduction. However, I do appreciate a good one.
Well, I hope I lived up to the standards of giving you the one that you deserve, because God knows you deserve it. Richard, it feels like every week, MLW is growing in their broadcast and viewership opportunities. They recently announced a partnership with Wave TV. They recently announced a distribution agreement with DOE. And they've also revealed that MLW will now air in Brazil on DAZN. How does it feel to see the company growing in visibility?
Well, I've always appreciated the strategic marketing strategy that MLW has implemented for the brand. You know, it's something that MLW has done really well, has differentiated itself within the marketplace and targeting different demographics. And, you know, as a marketing expert myself, I appreciate that. And that is what's going to allow you to become successful, especially in a very competitive market like professional wrestling. You have to, as a consumer, there are so many different options for you to view and consume, and you can only consume so much. So for MLW to get in different platforms in different countries and different regions of the world, that's only going to help you grow.
I 100% agree. And to kind of add on to what you were saying, one of the last shows that MLW ran prior to the pandemic was this crossover show, the Super Series, against Triple A in Mexico, where you defended the Caribbean Championship at that event against Chessman, successfully defended, should I say. Could you talk a little bit, speaking of expanding the horizons and expanding the consumers, can you talk about your experience specifically working with the AAA roster and performing in front of a very different fan base in Mexico than in the United States?
Well, first and foremost, the consumers in Mexico are vastly different than the consumers here in the States. In the fact that they are extraordinarily rude and actually like to throw beer at you, which I am disgusted by beer in its general form, but when it's thrown at me, it is far worse. That's just speaking about the consumers. They are very rambunctious. I will give them that. They're very passionate about professional wrestling, lucha libre, as they like to call it. And the luchadors there are very, very talented. And to get in the ring with somebody like Chessman, who obviously was a cosplay Sting, was very entertaining for me. And, you know, to look across the ring and see somebody like that was a thrill for me. And I know that the consumers there, they love Chessman. I was able to, you know, not make quick work of him, but it was a very challenging match for me to defend my Caribbean championship out there in Tijuana and make that a international championship more so than it already was. So it's always great to go there, though, and be in Tijuana and partner with great promotions like CMLL. So, again, another strategic business plan by MLW that I appreciate.
That's awesome. Now, you did say your Caribbean championship. You did take that championship from the wrestling vet, Savio Vega, also a legend in Puerto Rico. What are your thoughts on working with Vega in MLW? Can you talk a little bit about your feud? Because there seems to be a lot of bad blood since you took that title from him.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, Savio Vega is a legend within professional wrestling. You will never hear me deny that. I'll say that right here on this broadcast. He's a legend. However, he just wasn't doing the Caribbean title any justice. He wasn't elevating it. He wasn't making it prestigious. He wasn't making it, talked about amongst the consumers. And now that I have it, think about it. Most of this interview is going to be predicated amongst the Caribbean Championship. It's one of your highlights, one of your talking points. It's a lot of people's talking points within MLW. And as of right now, it's still not a recognized championship on the official MLW roster. I mean, what's going on with that? It is maybe more talked about than the heavyweight championship. That's because of relevance. That's because of marketing. That's because of putting it out there. And I've elevated that championship to a point where it's the focal point of the company. It's not even recognized. It's crazy.
I feel your anger, my man. I mean, I recall following that AAA series very well, and that seemed to be the only title that was put on the line during that time. So once again, Richard Holiday is backpacking MLW on his back. So we appreciate you doing that. Speaking of, not only just as Caribbean champion, you are also a former MLW tag team champion. And as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, a founding member of Dynasty. Kind of generic question, but what future goals do you and or Dynasty hope to achieve when MLW does return?
Well, when MLW returns, I think that the consumers are waiting for what the Dynasty is going to do next. As I've mentioned several times already, we are the focal point of Major League Wrestling between Hammerstone and myself. You know, MLW went out and made sure to reach agreements with the both of us to keep us long-term with the company. And that's for no slight reason.
That is for very good reason, because they see money within the Dynasty.
And then in terms of goals of what I have personally, and I could probably speak for Hammerstone, is to capture as much gold as we possibly can. You know, we already have the open weight, we have the Caribbean, we've had the tag titles.
It'd be great to get those back.
And of course, there's the heavyweight championship. Maybe I'll cut weight and get the middleweight championship. I'm only a few pounds off. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, there's so many things that we could possibly do. But the overall goal is to just make the Dynasty synonymous with Major League Wrestling even more so than we already are.
Well, you said a mouthful, buddy, because it certainly already is one of the most prestigious factions in the promotion's history. I only have one more question for you, my man. I told you this would be short. Kind of a curve out of everything else that we were talking about. In a recent interview, another MLW guy, Davey Boy Smith Jr., was talking about how he respects MLW for playing it safe during this time of COVID-19 and not running shows, but he does think that they should be running empty arena events to give consumers, as you would call them, a chance to see their favorite MLW guys in action. Now, do you agree with Smith? Do you think MLW should be running shows? Or if anything, just what is your perspective on how they should move forward in terms of the pandemic?
Well, I mean, it's a very, very delicate subject when you're dealing with people's health and you are dealing with the overall safety. You know, if it were me, I've said on a few different interviews that I'm not entirely a huge fan of empty arena shows. However, I do understand distribution deals and knowing that networks do require content in order to fulfill, you know, contractual obligations and things of that nature. So it's much different than just saying, well, you know, we need to just strictly focus on safety. There is, unfortunately, the business end of it, which is kind of what's dividing the country, non-related to sports entertainment and professional wrestling. It's just, you know, is it business or is it safety? Do you open the economy? Do you not? Mm. It's, again, you could be on either side of the fence. And I think you can make an argument for both ways.
Sure.
What I will say is that I do appreciate that MLW is taking its time. That's not to say that we are not going to run empty arena shows. I don't know what the future is going to hold. I don't know what Core Power and everybody's going to want to do. What I do know is that even while we have been absent from providing live content, we're still doing tremendous things by providing MLW Underground and giving consumers a taste of the past. We're still doing Pulp Fusion on a weekly basis, keeping everybody engaged, letting everybody know what we're doing. And we're still growing. We're still signing international partnerships and strategic partnerships. So even in the midst of a global pandemic, MLW is finding a way to grow. And then that is very impressive.
Well, it only speaks to the star power of guys like you, because a report came out today that MLW did fantastic merchandise sales over the month of July. It shows you that the MLW fans are not only still going to stay dedicated to the product and their favorites, but that they do miss it greatly. So, Richard, I appreciate you so much taking the time with speaking with me, Joey G, and Wrestling Headlines. I wish you and all of yours well during the pandemic, and the consumers await your return, my friend.
Yes, they are.
And while we're on the topic of merchandise, if you are a consumer,
I highly recommend that you go to MLWshop.com and you pick up yourself a Dynastic coffee mug, because there's nothing quite like getting caffeinated from a Dynastic coffee mug. And if you, the consumer, do choose to drink your morning, afternoon, and evening coffee out of a Dynastic coffee mug, then I can promise you, you will be breathing rarefied air.
That was great.